Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This last Tuesday, I was at the tech study with Lutheran pastors in Albuquerque, and Pastor Matt Powell asked us, where do you see God at work in your lives, in your life, in your congregation? And so we went around the table and shared. I talked about being on vacation in New Orleans with my family and just how good it is for the five of us to all be together, and all five sitting around a table doesn't happen very often anymore, and so just what a gift that is for me. I also talked about the asylum seeker work that so many people here at All Saints are engaged in, and how I've really seen God at work in the way people are living out that value and mission of hospitality that we share. Matt shared that they have a pastoral intern at Holy Cross, and he said he really saw God at work in the way that this intern had entered the congregation and bringing new gifts and skills for ministry while the congregation had just enfolded him, and how they see him growing already in his ministry. And another pastor talked about the volunteer work that he and his family had done at the Balloon Fiesta, and working alongside and meeting people from all around the world, and just how that atmosphere of people coming from all over the place to enjoy this environment had been a place where he saw God at work. There are so many ways that God shows up in our lives when we are watching for it. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is telling his disciples about the need to pray always and to not lose heart. He tells a story of a widow seeking justice from a hard-hearted judge who wins out only by her persistence in continuing to ask and ask and ask for justice. And Jesus says, will not God grant justice to God's people who cry out day and night? In our Thursday Bible study, we kind of got caught on that phrase, will not God grant justice? And we got kind of caught up in looking at all the different ways around us that we do not see God granting justice, even in places where there has been prayer and work for so long to work toward racial justice, to work to end poverty and hunger, particularly here in New Mexico, where so many of our children live in food insecure households, where so many don't have access to adequate health care. We kind of got caught up in that looking at all those different things that go wrong. And so that, coming back to this Bible story, how do we pray always and not lose heart in the face of these realities? And these are really true things that we see so much injustice and suffering around us. How do we not lose heart? And one way, I think, is to share our stories, just the way we had done on Tuesday, of where and how God is present in our lives. As we begin to practice asking, how is God showing up for me right now? We open our eyes and hearts to see the presence of God in many ways. Hearing and telling such stories of faith fill our buckets of faith, enabling us to continue not just to pray, but also to do the work of peace and justice, and to not lose heart. We also on Tuesday remembered the words of Ruth Hoffman, who many of you have met, the former director of Lutheran Advocacy Ministry, who says this work of fighting injustice, of advocacy, is like growing redwoods. It doesn't happen quickly. It is a matter of putting in what is necessary over a long period of time, and the growth comes in a long time. But we don't lose heart because we are doing what is called for. So this week, my bucket was filled by a series of events that I was able to participate in. On Wednesday, Hope Works hosted a clergy and volunteer lunch and offered some information and a tour. Now, many of you who have been in Albuquerque for a while might remember this as St. Martin's Hospitality Center. About 6 years ago, they became Hope Works, and they work with people who are homeless throughout our city. Incredible number of programs and things going on at Hope Works, but I was really touched by two things that I heard their director say that day. The first is she said, to a person, every unhoused person we work with has experienced significant trauma. And we can't address the housing and helping people maintain housing if we don't address the trauma and the healing that is required. And so they're really taking this trauma-aware approach to their new buildings and their new programs and saying, how do we lower barriers for people who have been traumatized by individuals or by the system or in some way in their lives to be able to get the help they need? And then also she said, and of course I love this, that we know that such healing has to have a spiritual dimension. And so they're bringing together a faith task force with people from a variety of different traditions and experiences, but focusing on how they bring this spiritual dimension into their work with people who are unhoused. Because that we know that wholeness and healing requires that dimension of a spiritual connection, and as well as a community. So that was at Hope Works. And then the very next morning, I went to breakfast, a breakfast sponsored by Faith Works. So finally, this week, I learned the difference between the two organizations, which had always floated around in my head. So Faith Works. And this is another incredible story. In 2018, five or six churches in Nob Hill, constantly these pastors had people coming in looking for assistance, and they decided to pool their money and hire a social worker who could help. You know, it's one thing to just hand a food voucher or a gas voucher and say, you know, God bless you and send them on their way. But to be able to refer them to a social worker who could start to try to address more deeply what was going on. As you can imagine, this social worker was very quickly overwhelmed with a bajillion, you know, cases trying to work with. And so they decided to come together and start this organization, Faith Works. From that single social worker in 2018, 2019, this year, Faith Works has a budget of over $300,000 and a number, there are at least five staff people there on Thursday. Next year, their budget will be over $1 million. They have some amazing grant writers on that staff. They're working with city programs, federal programs, and they do work with people who are unhoused or precariously housed. They said a lot of our work is with those people who have had some sort of crisis, which means that they're in danger, immediate danger of losing their housing. And so they help with a utility bill, a couple months of rent, a medical bill, whatever is needed to keep someone who is housed but in danger of becoming homeless to stay where they are. And they also have a refugee and asylum seeker program where they work with families, a lot of it with refugees, asylum seekers who have settled here in Albuquerque and need a much more long-term. So food boxes that they deliver to families and things like that. But that again was just amazing to see the growth that came from just a number of faith communities, just like ours, coming together and saying we can do more working together. And so there, it has right now about a dozen member congregations, many, many volunteers who engage in this work, this two-pronged work with Faith Works. So these are things, hearing these stories and seeing what difference, just a few people, this just individual people stepping up and saying we can make a difference, coming together and working together to address this injustice and these systems that are harmful, just has been so amazing for me this week and given me, a great deal of hope. Hope and faith, right? Hope works and faith works. And this is what it takes, is this coming together and telling and hearing these stories. So one thing that's come up here at All Saints regularly in the last few years, when we talk about particularly about our faith formation, is the desire to hear and share our stories of faith with one another. So today we're starting what will be kind of an occasional series, gonna pop up every once in a while, Faith Out Loud. And I hope that will help us move towards such sharing. So today during the offertory time, we're gonna watch a video in which members of the Luther Seminary community talk about their faith. specifically about a time when they have experienced the presence of God in their lives. So for you who are here in person, I invite you after worship to come to the fellowship hall, and as you gather with some coffee and some cookies, just to reflect on the video. What did you hear? Was it meaningful? What struck you from that? Maybe share some of your own stories of when God has been present to you. For those who are joining us on Zoom, I would invite you to share those reflections and reactions in the chat during or after the video, but just to engage one another in some of that sharing. And my hope is that these stories of faith that we hear and share will encourage us, will build us up, giving us hope and faith to continue in this work that we are all about, being persistent in prayer and seeking justice and not losing heart. Amen.